interview with Nantes Kino Jr. and Katie Moore in the studio. Author of In Pursuit of Friendship, of course, Nantes Kino Jr., and Katie Moore, who has the book entitled Echoes of Treason. Very good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Nantes Kino Jr. and also to Katie Moore. Welcome to the studio indeed. Now, Nantes, I understand you were born in Africa, South Africa, in fact. Nantes has spent his early years immersed in the nature's wonders, its people's warmth, which is beautiful. His journey then took him to New Zealand, where he encountered the cooler weather, gumboots and abundant sheep, not to mention plenty of rain. Eventually, he settled in Australia, a vast land of climate reminiscent of his African roots and friendly, easygoing people. For nearly 42 years, Nantes has found joy in Australia's unique wildlife, marveling at its vibrant birds, fascinating creatures, and from kangaroos to the elusive platypus. You ever seen one?
No.
Oh, there's still time. And to the feisty Tasmanian devil. A lifelong fan of murder mysteries, writing runs in the family with his father publishing under the nom de plume Nantes Kino, a legacy he proudly continues to this day as Nantes Kino Jr. He enjoys weaving intrigue, humor, and unexpected plot twists into his writing, always entertaining and provoking thought. He hopes his stories will inspire readers to chase their own dreams, and why not? Beyond writing, Nantes is a passionate woodworker, a mandolin player, and finding solace in nature and quiet of his study. Nantes and fellow author Katie Moore has written a thrilling science fiction fantasy novel, Echoes of Treason, which are about to be launched at the combined book tour in May 2025. So, Nantes and Katie, could I ask you to read a blurb? I'm going to ask Katie to do this, to read a blurb from the back cover in The Pursuit of Friendship.
Sure. It says, when Tom and Jerry cross paths, they form an unlikely but steadfast friendship that will change both their lives forever. As they navigate the ups and downs of their new bond, they find themselves swept up in a whirlwind of drama, testing their resilience and loyalty to each other. From moments of joy to intense challenges, their journey is a testament to the power of friendship in the face of adversity. Will their connection survive the trials that life throws their way?
All right. That sets up the scene, doesn't it? Well, Nantes, what made you write the book about friendship?
Good question.
And you got a good answer?
I hope so.
Okay. That's
part. I believe friendship is a marvelous experience, providing a feeling of support and companionship, leading to an improved mental and physical well-being. These attributes are surely something we should encourage, believing strongly in a society that is bonded together through a strong network of friendships. I felt that I should concentrate my efforts in this direction. After love, friendship is surely the next most important positive feeling a human being can experience. It starts off simply enough with one person offering help to another in need. People enjoy helping one another in need. It makes them feel good.
So Nantes Kino Jr., how did you come up with the title In Pursuit of Friendship?
The name of the book was a journey in its own right. When I began writing, I needed a title for the file so I would be able to find it again on the computer. So the first thing I could think of was Tom and Jerry. So that was the title I gave the book, Tom and Jerry, because the two men are Tom and Jerry. However, once we had progressed a certain way in the book, I began to realize the title was completely inappropriate for the tale I was telling. The content suggested something with friendship in the title. So I tried various approaches and eventually we arrived at what we thought was the appropriate name.
And it is indeed that, appropriate. It's simple and it tells a story in itself, but then read the book and you get the rest of the story.
Yeah.
Rightio. Can you share perhaps one or two of your favorite moments or lessons from the book, you feel?
I find this question a catch question, actually. Should I disclose one or two of my favourite parts of the book, you might be less inclined to buy it.
Then again, it might be a big spur on them. I'd say, ooh, that's interesting.
That's possible.
Let's give it a go.
I think one of the most poignant moments in the book is when the main actress is brutally assassinated. It's a very, very, very bad moment. Horrific moment. Absolutely horrific. And nobody was there except the killer.
Oh, dear. But in itself, I guess, in the storytelling, there is a moment that goes forward and things progress.
Yes.
That's enough to make you want to read it because you want to find out what that moment is and how it transpires. So I think that's another example of just how clever authors can be. Now, Nantes Kino Jr., author of In Pursuit of Friendship, and Katie Moore, the author of Echoes of Treason, thank you so much for joining us with us. And you can catch them at the book signing tour throughout May. We're going to give you details on our website with this podcast, and we'll give you pictures and, you know, the illustrations, bit thereof, and all sorts of information. And we do hope that you do check it out. Our website is 1015fm.com.au, and you get all the dates and times and locations and all that in the special story we have on the front page of our website. So do check it out. This is 1015.